Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, preparing your home and planning for Mobility Guardian 25. Winters in Italy can be harsh, and it is often difficult to balance keeping your home warm and toasty while also keeping your electric and gas bills low. The 31st Fighter Wing Housing Office is available to assist with tips and information to keep Wyvern families comfortable and prepared this winter.
As temperatures begin to drop and households start turning on their radiators, it is important to inspect the equipment to ensure it's operating properly and efficiently. Landlords should be contacted to schedule seasonal radiator maintenance. Uneven heat distribution, gurgling sounds, or lack of heat can also be signs of trapped air in the system and require the radiator to bleed. Setting the temperature in your home between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius has been found to be the ideal balance between comfort and savings on energy bills. Each degree above 20 requires an additional 7% increase in energy, resulting in higher utility bills. Keeping shutters closed in the evening, using heavy curtains and windows, and adding weather stripping near doors are just a few other ways the housing office suggests keeping the heat in your home to save on energy costs. The housing office also says it is important to continue ventilating your home during the winter and opening windows during the warmest part of the day to remove moisture and prevent mold growth. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
Planning for Mobility Guardian 25. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Sayomi Sabornin. Over 300 planners from seven nations, four services, and multiple commands came together for a five-day planning event for Air Mobility Command's upcoming summer exercise, Mobility Guardian 25. The event focused on multiple priorities, including operational level planning, integration, interoperability, and more. Mobility Guardian tests multinational forces in a theater that Air Force Chief of Staff General David Alvin says is a challenge due to what he called the tyranny of distance when speaking at the recent Indo-Pacific Air Chiefs Conference in Tokyo. The exercise will also continue to build to achieve an increased level of joint integration and interoperability among allies and partners. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.